I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You looking for a fun baseball team to watch?
I am. Do you have one for me?
A lot of folks have told me they like watching the Baltimore Orioles. I'd rather watch the Guardians.
I would, too, even if they're not playing.
Yeah, they beat them yesterday. Well. Guardians playing a little better baseball right now. They've won three of their last four games. They took 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals, and they won the opener yesterday against the Orioles 5-0 in a game that, well, you get one big inning. That's good. You had a 4-run inning, and you had Logan Allen pitching like crazy. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. 3 hits for Logan Allen in 7 innings. They had a 4-run 7th, and they get a 5-0 win over the Orioles. 10 strikeouts for Logan Allen. It was his 7th major league start. Andy, he would appear to be a guy who isn't going anywhere.
I'll buy that. It's going to be an interesting week to see what happens with Aaron Civale and Tristan McKenzie. They've got 2 starting pitchers that are worthy of being major league pitchers in the starting rotation. And they've got some young guys that have done a fantastic job. And how are they going to juggle this? This is going to be a fun week, especially when you look at the fact that Minnesota is the next series. And you've got 4 games against the Twins. You only play them 10 times this year. So it becomes very important. And I think if you're sitting in the decision office at Carnegie in Ontario, this series is very big.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He covers the Guardians for the Chronicle Telegram. He's Mr. Chris Ossenheimer. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. I got a quick story. I heard you talking about Rocco Scotti earlier.
Yeah.
So, like, right when I got hired by the Chronicle, I was working. I was on the desk, and my boss, like, right, Rocco got let go. And my boss, one of my first assignments was to call Rocco Scotti and interview him after he had been dismissed from his singing duties. The man was in tears. It was one of the low points of my sports writing career, and there have been many.
So it got off to a great start.
Yeah. Well, it was pawned off on me because I was the new guy. It's like, oh, great. Okay.
Wasn't
a fun time.
Decision time coming in another direction here for the Guardians. Tristan McKenzie working his way back. Aaron Civale working his way back. Logan Allen pitching like a guy who should be in a major league rotation. Tanner Bibee doing the same thing, Chris. If you're the deep thinkers of the Guardians, what are you thinking about all this?
Well, I mean, I guess it's a good problem to have. They're going to have, let's see, I would say, you either go to a 6-man rotation or Quantrill goes to the bullpen. Maybe even Civale goes to the bullpen because you really don't know what you're going to get with Civale. They've only seen him pitch twice, maybe 3-4, a handful of times since last season. So, yeah, there's no way I take Bibee and Allen out of the rotation. I mean, that would be ridiculous. I know they're going to have innings limits down the road, but right now you can't take those guys out. So I'd probably go 6-man rotation, and that leaves Hunter Gaddis out. And if Civale struggles right off the gate, then you either put him in the bullpen or you bring Gaddis back and whatever. But that's what I would do. And I don't think Quantrill's going to be real happy with going back to the bullpen. But I mean, if that's what has to happen, that's what has to happen.
It almost seems easier to make a trade, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
I mean, I know that's not. I mean, it sounds like a weird thing to say, but you have this young talent, and at some point they've got to get something else to help in this lineup to get some more runs across the board.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I'm still holding out that this is not what it's going to look like all season long from this offense. I'm still holding out hope. I think all they need is one or two guys to get hot. And, you know, they always say hitting's contagious. It certainly has been. Lack of hitting has been contagious for sure. They just need someone to get hot. Even Jose, you know, an all right season. I'm not saying that he has struggled, but he's not, you know, he really hasn't been the Jose. Now, recently he's been eating up a little bit, but hasn't been the Jose that you expect. And that's because no one's pitching to him because no one else around him is hitting. But I'm still holding on, and I can't see. I know the Bieber, all that stuff. I just can't see, not right now. I think it's too early to do something like that. As long as they're in this thing, I mean, what are they, three and a half out?
Yep.
I don't know. I give them another month. I know I keep saying that, but I do. I give them another month, and then let's see where we're at there.
All right, so I've also been looking at like this little stretch here, especially when they were struggling, and now they're not. Now they're playing a little bit better. They take two out of three from St. Louis. They got the first one against Baltimore, but I'm just eyeing down these four games against Minnesota. Look, if it goes 3-1 or 2-2, it's really not that big a deal. But if one of these teams sweeps, don't you think the front office is like, maybe we got to figure this out? Because whether you're 3.5 back now, it could swing with this Minnesota series, which could, you know, have a chain reaction with the front office going, okay, man, we had a chance here to kind of, you know, level out the playing field a little bit. I can't imagine the playing field is going to get too uneasy unless there's a sweep one way or another.
No, I agree. I agree. If Minnesota sweeps and you're looking, you know, seven games out or whatever, then I think it definitely turns up the heat a little bit on whether you make this move or not. But I mean, like you said, I don't see. I mean, it's pretty tough to sweep a team. So even if they lose 3 of 4, you know, that they're still, that's two games, five games. I don't know. So you're right. It would take a sweep, and even then, I mean, I don't know that you pull the trigger. You know, get to the All-Star break and see what it is then. But it certainly. I hate saying this is a big series in May or in June, but you're right. It kind of is. I mean, they're, you know, playing the first place team at their place, and you need to at least break even with them, I think.
Chris Ostenheimer joining us. He covers the Guardians for the Chronicle-Telegram. We have a little thing coming up after we talk to you where we're looking at former Guardians who are in the majors right now. And I just put together their home runs and runs batted in, and I didn't, like, try to stack the team. It's ridiculous the way that the former Guardians are out-hitting the current Guardians. It makes me wonder this, and I don't know the answer to it, Chris. Maybe you have some insight. How have they missed on so many guys who have been here, have hit a little bit, maybe not as well as they would have liked, and they get rid of them, and then they go somewhere else? Like, the guy that I keep thinking about right now, and not that he's setting the world on fire, is Harold Ramirez, you know, who was here a couple of years ago in the outfield, who they got from Miami, you know, and he's doing a really nice job for Tampa Bay right now.
Yandy Diaz.
Yandy Diaz as well. Heck, Owen Miller's hitting .330. Yeah.
I know. That was the one that shocked me the most when I saw that. And Jake Bowers.
Well, actually,
almost to the Yankees. He struggled, but
Owen Miller inspired me to put this thing together, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked at his numbers the other day.
So what's the deal? My head over this.
I'll say this. Whether it's they've been given opportunities. It's not like they've been put out there and, you know, oh, you're not hitting, you're done. They've been regular players. Yandy Diaz had every chance. Harold Ramirez maybe is one that didn't get the opportunities, but they ran Jake Bowers out there until it looked like, this dude's not even going to ever play again. I don't know if it's bad luck. I can't imagine that a team that develops young pitchers just totally misses the boat on position players. So, I mean, Owen Miller, maybe it's because they got these guys, you know, early in their career. Again, not Ramirez, but the rest of those guys early in their career. And even though they got the opportunity, a lot of guys don't get it, don't catch it until, you know, they get 2-3 years under their belt and they can adapt to big league pitching. But yeah, it's interesting because they're so good at hitting on pitchers, and it seems like they're not good at all at hitting on hitters.
I wonder how and when that changes. And you know, a guy I'm looking at right now and keeping an eye on, and it's not Will Benson. He just got called up by the Reds again. He wasn't hitting well in AAA. But it's Nolan Jones. I wonder, and he's had 4 games up with Colorado, and he's 3 of 11, a couple of RBIs. But he was tearing it up in AAA, which means nothing. But I'll never understand, you know, why'd you give up on Nolan Jones? He was okay. And you brought in yet another minor league shortstop prospect who's in A-ball right now and not hitting very well.
Yeah. I don't have an answer to that one, Jeff. I mean, that's another guy they really didn't give a whole lot of opportunities to. I don't know if I have no idea how to shake that one out. But it's just another example. And I'm certainly not ripping these guys, because I think the front office and I think their minor league organizations are top notch.
Absolutely.
But I guess you can't keep going back to, you know, oh, well, I guess they just didn't, you know, when the people start adding up, like you've researched, it's gotta be something to it. So I don't know what you do, but you're right. It is an inordinate amount of guys. I mean, you see guys, it happens all the time. They leave their team that they're struggling with and they go and they like, but that's a whole lot of guys, you know, and Yandy Diaz and Harold Ramirez, those are great examples. They're not, you know, they're not all stars, but right now they could sure use them.
Hey, how do you think the catching spot ends up playing out here eventually? And at what point does the Bo Naylor thing happen up here? I mean, Zunino and Gallagher, and I mean, they're barely hitting 300 together. At some point, something's got to break on this, right? And I don't think they're walking away from Zunino this year because of the investment. True, false? How does catcher play out for the rest of the season?
I agree. I'm actually a little surprised that we haven't seen Cam yet.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm with you on the Zunino thing. It's $6 million, so it's not a huge hit, but I think they're going to continue to ride it out until finally they get to a point where, okay, this is just, it's not working. I know it's not working right now, and it's not working badly. I mean, the guy's doing basically nothing. And Cam Gallagher, I'm all right with Cam as a, you know, a second string catcher, but yeah. And I mean, I would think that you would, I don't know if they're trying to play the service time thing or not. I think that's stupid. But if that's the case, I don't know. You need a spark to your offense. And I'm not saying that Bo Naylor's going to come up here and hit a bunch of home runs and lead the Guardians back to the first place in the Central Division, but at least check them out, see what's going on. And you know, in catchers in general, I will say this, you don't see a whole lot of catchers producing out there offensively. I mean, it's just not a position that's traditionally a position you're looking for offense. So I think that's part of the reason that they haven't been, they haven't made the move yet, because, you know, who gets offense from the catcher anyway? And everybody else is struggling too. So I think you see Bo Naylor certainly at some point. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, but I think they're going to ride this out a little bit longer, at least another month or so.
Chris, thank you, buddy.
No problem, fellas.
Thanks, man. You're a great read every day. Thanks, man.
I hear you. That's what I hear.
Chris Ossenheimer, Chronicle Telegram, covers the Guardians and does a great job of it, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Owen Miller inspired it. A comparison, little chat, current Guardians, former Guardians.
Oh, no.
You're not going to like the way this is going to go, and it's next on Baskin and Phelps. Boy. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com will be with us to talk NBA Finals, to talk Cavs off season. So looking forward to talking to Sam at 1 o'clock. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. You just heard Hody. He's doing 2020s, taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. And Meredith Kane flying the ship today. I happened to see that Owen Miller, who, by the way, remember when Owen was with us last season on the show?
Yeah, he was great.
What a nice kid. Yeah. He wasn't hitting real well here. We can, I think, be honest about that, right?
Right.
Great utility guy, was all over the place, but we were thinking, okay, we've all seen enough of Owen, you know, playing on a regular basis.
And we were wrong.
And I saw what he's doing this year as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers back in his home state. And I thought, well, I wonder. So I did some digging, Andy. And all this digging has done is left me wondering, all right, why is this the case? So what I did was I went back and I thought, are there enough former Guardians Indians in Major League Baseball right now to actually put together a lineup? And the answer is yes, as it turns out, there are.
Okay.
And, you know, they're playing now and they're relatively active. And I tried not to go back too far on this. In one or two cases, I kind of had to, but not in all. And because all I was looking for were power numbers, home runs, runs batted in, you know, productive numbers. And there were some, I added some batting average to this too.
So are these like the anti-Guardians now?
No, it's just guys who, for whatever reason, didn't either didn't work here or left here. For instance, Francisco Lindor is on the list.
Right.
We know why Frankie is not here.
Okay.
So I started off at first base, and
you're doing this defensively, or you're doing this as a lineup?
Nothing but offense.
Okay.
Nothing but offense.
And it doesn't matter where they hit in the lineup, right?
No. Okay. No, it's just by position.
Okay.
We have Josh Bell here, and Josh has had a slow start. I'm confident that he's going to come about, to be honest with you. He's got too good of a track record, although he had trouble last year when he went to San Diego from Washington. So keep that in the back of your head. The first baseman I came up with was Gio Urshela. Remember Gio?
And sure do.
He's played all over the place. He's with the Angels now. And he has 2 home runs and 23 runs batted in. Very comparable numbers to Josh Bell. The guy I put at second base, Yu Chang.
Oh.
Some things never change. Yu has 3 home runs, 8 runs batted in, and he's hitting 136.
Okay, so far
Boston
I'm not that. I
just stick
think
with,
the team's
stick
okay.
With me here.
Okay, yeah. We're through 2 spots. Okay.
And we have Andrés Giménez, who actually is doing about the same as Yu Chang, just hitting a little bit better.
Right.
Okay. He's at 220, but they have the same power numbers.
Sorry,
basically,
I'll
3-8 for Chang and 3-9 for Giménez.
All right, I'll take Giménez.
Yandy Diaz is tearing it up for Tampa. He's hitting 320.
Yeah, that's just been a big miss.
And he has 12 homers, 30 runs batted in.
Yeah, we could.
He's been a – and remember when he was here, Andy, the stink was, well, he can't hit the ball in the air. He's got power, but he's only hitting ground balls and stuff. Well, Tampa Bay, and this is, again, I can't draw any conclusions from this, but I do find it fascinating. Apparently, Tampa Bay has figured out how to help him get the ball in the air because he has 12 home runs.
And I'm sure you don't have this in front of you, so it's not really fair for me to ask this. How many of those are home and how many are on the road?
I don't know.
And I also would think that that ballpark flies out of there.
Well,
too.
But the guy has
there's no
12
win,
home runs.
You know? So.
Okay?
Okay.
The guy has 12 home runs. And he's hitting 320. So I don't care where he's hitting it. He's hitting 320. Frankie Lindor is not hitting very well at 225, not as well as Rosario, but he has 9 homers, 39 runs batted in. Yan Gomes at catcher. We know Yan was in line for a payday. They moved on. They had Bob Perez, Roberto, as we call him.
Right.
And I understand that. Roberto Perez did a really nice job. But Gomes has 6 home runs, 19 runs batted in. He's hitting 280 for the Cubs. And Luke Maley, who was here, I added the other catchers just because it's been such a point. Maley has 3 homers, 5 runs batted in, 255 for the Reds. And Austin Hedges has been his usual horrendous offensive self. No homers, 9 runs batted in, hitting 163 for the Pirates. But they're playing well.
You'd soft shoe that a little.
Well,
go ahead, yeah.
There's no need to. Harold Ramirez was here. Remember, and they just got rid of Harold. They sent him to the Cubs. He's in Tampa. 8 homers, 23 runs batted in, hitting 295. Well, we have our main right fielder is Will Brennan right now. He had a good day yesterday, but he's 2 homers, 11 runs batted in, 222. I had to go back a little bit on this. Eddie Rosario for the Braves has 5 homers and 18 runs batted in, 238. And remember, Eddie just didn't hit here.
He
didn't even last a full season.
Yeah.
Our guy, Owen Miller, I put him in left field. He can play anywhere. 4 homers, 13 runs batted in, 330 for the Brewers.
Okay. It's one. How many of these guys are hitting over 260?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
And then Jesus Aguilar has 5 homers, 9 runs batted in. And again, he was a big mistake back in the day. He's with Oakland. They stink. He's hitting 221. And then if you wanted to throw a couple of other guys in, Jake Bowers is with the Yankees. He's not hitting gangbusters, 220. Franmil Reyes, not doing anything with Kansas City, hitting 186. Hmm. Nolan Jones, I think, is interesting. He just has been up for 4 games. I mentioned to Chris, he's hitting 273. But here's where it got to me. I added up the 9 guys that normally start for the Guardians.
Okay.
And Bell, Giménez, Ramirez, Rosario, Zunino, Brennan, Straw, Kwan, Naylor. They've combined for 24 home runs. The ex-Guardians have combined for 54 home runs.
Well, how many? Did you just take 9 or did you take all those guys?
I just took 9.
Okay.
I took the main guys that you would play who are no longer here. So they're out-homering the current Guardians 54 to 44 and runs batted in 31 more, 182 to 151. In other words, the guys they got rid of are hitting better than the guys who are here, at least for right now. And here's the average part of this. The current Guardians have only three players hitting above 230.
And that's my question. The ex-Guardians have
only three players hitting below 230.
Oh, wow. How about 250?
I'll do it real quick for you.
Sure.
There's Urshela's at 310, Diaz 320, Gomes at 280, Ramirez 295, Owen Miller 330.
So five of those guys are hitting over 250.
Oh, they're hitting well over 250.
Wow.
Yeah. They have three guys hitting over 310.
And by the way,
who
the,
used to be here?
The question
and nobody on this team's hitting anywhere near 300. Yeah, Jose Ramirez at 272.
And that question I said about Yandy Diaz, you know, is there an advantage to him playing in the dome and in St. Pete? It's not. He's eerily similar on both sides of the ball. I mean, he's hitting 324 at home and 313 on the road. And the only thing he really does significantly different is he strikes out more at home than he does on the road.
Now, in fairness here, a lot of these guys weren't doing very well when they were members of the Indians or the Guardians, Indians for the most part. And I get that, but I just wonder, what's going on that they go other places and perform a little bit better? Is it just that they have figured it out?
Well, I think there's a couple things.
And our team wasn't patient enough, or what?
No, well, it could be that. Could be maturity. Could be hitting coach. Could just be, you know, new place, new attitude, new approach.
The only one that really drives me nuts, if you want to know the truth, and I threw out a lot of names. Yandy Diaz doesn't drive me nuts, okay? I know he's doing real well right now. I think he got Carlos Santana back, and it was like a big three-way trade.
Yeah.
Okay, that I understand. You know, that was a good deal. Sure. Lindor. He's terrific.
No control.
He's really good. We knew what was going to happen there. The one that drives me nuts is Harold Ramirez. And Harold's not, you know, any great shakes.
Right.
But, man, he'd be your starting right fielder right now and hitting third, fourth, fifth, sixth, right in the middle of your order. And you just dumped him. I don't understand that for any reason at all. I do not understand that.
I don't know. Jeff, I mean, when you have a 40-man roster, you're going to make mistakes every once in a while. I mean, it happens. It happens. But you
Owen Miller hitting 330, it's early. I'm not getting excited.
I don't know. When you're in middle of the pack to the bottom payroll, you can't afford to make mistakes like
that.
Well,
that's
the problem.
Andy, yeah.
That's the whole thing.
That's
and I'm not saying – I mean, it's not all a money issue, but you have to limit your mistakes. And I think for the most part they have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't wish ill will on Nolan Jones. In fact, I'm pulling for him. But, man, what if he comes up and hits really well? Why'd you get rid of him? He was your second-round pick, and he was pretty good for you last year in the limited playing time. I just don't understand maybe the lack of patience with some of the guys who have shown they can hit a little bit. Chris is in Chicago.
Hey, Chris.
He's not attending the Revere High School reunion. Hi, Chris.
Gentlemen, I was in beautiful Northeast Ohio over Memorial Day weekend. It was looking great as usual. You guys must have been out there getting it ready for me.
Yeah,
so
we cleaned it up. We heard you were coming.
It was nice.
If you ever saw the Flintstones episode where he went to the amusement park and every line he went into was really long because they all knew where he was going. It's exactly what it was, my man. Yep.
That's what reminded me of that, Andy. It really did. Pardon the L-track noise above me here. Hey, so real quick, I do subscribe to The Athletic, kind of mixed reviews on the whole thing, but, you know, I don't know if you guys follow them much, but they send out, much like ESPN, they send out a power rankings, of course, because that's the thing to do these days. Guess where the Tribe/Guardians might be on this list of 30 teams?
I haven't looked lately. I'll probably say even lower. I'll go 25.
Good guess, 26, down from 23 last week.
Wow.
And they're basically saying for this year, no hope. Like, just, and it's the hitting, you know, obviously. And I don't know, I just find it interesting. I mean, you know, as much as we crow about Antonetti and Chernoff or whatever, and they've been good. They haven't been great. They've been good. And I think this whole player conversation you guys have had is just kind of, they have got strengths in pitching and such, but I'm not convinced that they draft well outside of pitching per se, and they do trade well usually, but you know, I don't know. I'm almost ready for a change at some point, and it wouldn't upset me if.
What kind of change? You mean like front office?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, man, I don't know. I'm ready for the new ownership to kind of hopefully, you know, at some point get to be the new ownership and then inject a little bit more cash into the club and then just kind of, I don't know. I'm a little.
Well, you possibly have new ownership coming in a little bit around 4 years from now, because that option will be on the table. So we'll see what happens there, and you may get your wish. So be careful what you wish for.
I know. I mean, I think they had a little bit of a window coming up here, and then to not do a ton over the off season, and I don't know, it gets frustrating after a while. I mean, they're not the Royals, of course. The Royals won a World Series, but they're not the Royals or these, you know, the A's or whatever. But on the other hand, they're not the Rays either, and the market size is one thing, but, you know, I don't know. I just, just not thrilled this
not
year.
Feeling
no
not feeling it, not feeling it, that's all.
All right, Chris.
Well said, I'm not feeling it this year.
Hope you enjoyed your trip home. Thank you. Sam's in Cleveland. Hi, Sam.
Sammy!
Bybee, Logan Allen, McKenzie, what they've done with the pitchers is above and beyond what I've expected. Maybe they just don't know how to develop hitters. We always say maybe they do something down there special with the pitchers. Maybe they just don't know what doing when it comes to hitting, because this is not just one or two guys. It's a pretty big trend. I mean, how does Urshela, you know, he went to Minnesota, New York, hitting over 300. Yandy Diaz, Harold Ramirez. And I think there might be something going on. I always heard that there was some issues going on with Francona and Yandy Diaz. So that's what I heard there. But that's what I wanted to ask you guys. Do you think it might be something to do that they do?
Live.
Sam, you're breaking
up, man. We got to get you to.
Oh, that doesn't work either. You came back just in time to get dumped. That's not good. Sam, I don't know what the problem is, what the issue is. I don't know if it's as big as I sometimes think it is. But I just laid out a bunch of guys who were here, who aren't here, who are hitting a heck of a lot better than they hit when they were here, and hitting a lot better than the guys who are here for now. There are a lot of hears there, Andy.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. What do you think, folks? What is this? And is it something to be concerned about, or is it just like, well, isn't that interesting? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. This baseball season, get more thrills out of every at-bat on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Here's how you do it. Go to FanDuel.com/Jeff P, J-E-F-F-P, FanDuel.com/Jeff P. Sign up, place your first bet, and get $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. You can wager on everything, money line to hits, to which pitcher will lead the league in strikeouts, all kinds of great things you can wager on. Plus, with FanDuel's fast payouts, you can get your winnings the same inning. So swing for the fences with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/Jeff P, J-E-F-F-P, to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How have you been doing since gambling has been legal in Ohio? Even if you've been making money, there's always room to improve on every bet by using BetQL.com. Unlock the best bets each day and see how the experts are spending their money. That's right. Sign up today for a free trial. Visit BetQL.com today.
There are decisions coming up for the Guardians. I'm wondering what they're going to do. We're going to talk a little NBA with Sam Amico. Coming up at 1 o'clock from HoopsWire.com. We went over a bunch of guys who used to play here in Cleveland who are doing better offensively since they left. And certainly doing better than what our team is doing right now. And Andy, I truly don't know what to think of it. The obvious thing is you're going to jump to this conclusion. Well, okay, our team doesn't either know how to coach or identify hitters. And I don't buy that. I don't buy that.
Or they played the odds and the odds have gone against them.
Time after time after time.
Did they make a couple mistakes there? Yeah. Who was following the guys up? I mean, again, was Lindor in that group that you were talking about?
Well, yeah.
So Lindor, you had no control. Again, go with the guys that were hitting over 255 of them. Right?
It doesn't really. The only guy that chaps my. You know what, is the fact that they sold Harold Ramirez to the Cubs. And then the Cubs moved him on to Tampa. But you had a guy who did a pretty nice job when he was here. I mean, it wasn't anything outrageous, but he clearly knew what to do with the plate. And you sold him. And did you think, and if you remember, they didn't bring him back for last year, and you had that whole mix of Oscar Mercado and Bradley Zimmer and all that.
Yeah.
And you went through those guys, and then you brought up Oscar Gonzalez, and Oscar hit. And now you don't give Oscar as much of an opportunity this year. Obviously, he's back in AAA. Will Brennan had a nice game yesterday. That's good.
Sure.
And his average is up to .222. But I just think, what's missing here? And I wonder if something is. I will be really paying attention, and have already, actually, to Nolan Jones. And
man, they weren't paying Ramirez anything either.
Exactly.
He wasn't even making $600,000.
Well, so why'd you let him go? You've got the numbers
to
right.
See your young guys that came up through your system you want to bank on your own guys.
But how old is Harold now? Like 28?
28.
You have that in front of you, right?
Yeah.
What did he hit when he was here?
I was looking at his contract details.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'll go back.
All right. No, it's all right. I'm going to be keeping an eye on Nolan Jones. Why? Because I think he's intriguing, and I'm wondering why the organization bailed on him. And I know he was injured when he was here. He had a couple of seasons derailed by some injuries in the minors. But he was their second-round pick in 2016. You traded him even up for a guy named Juan Brito. And now Juan Brito could end up being a really good player. He just got promoted from Lake County to Double-A Akron. He's just barely been in Double-A now. And he's doing okay. He was hitting .265 at Lake County. But he's another middle infielder, Andy. Listed as a second baseman shortstop. He's like 5'11", 170. So he's not, you know, he's not your big power hitting guy, although he's hit pretty well in the minor leagues. We'll see if that becomes something. But you went out and you signed Josh Bell to play first base after what he did with the Padres last year. And I don't mind getting Josh Bell. I think he'll hit. But you also had Nolan Jones to play first base, and he could have also played outfield for you, and you just chose to move on. And some of those decisions I find a little befuddling, because you just don't have the offensive productivity in the system right now. And yet you have the guy you took second round in 2016. You have the guy you took first round, I believe it was the year later, in Will Benson. Now, Will's not doing any great shakes. He was at like 205 in AAA, but the Reds just called him back up. But you drafted these two guys high. You didn't develop them. So where did you miss? Did you miss in your scouting? Did you miss in your development? Did you miss by pulling the plug too soon? And so I just think those are things to pay attention to.
Well, here's the other
thing. It'll be a kick in the shorts if Nolan Jones goes to Colorado and hits well.
So let's go back to Ramirez for a second because you were talking about him. So when he was here,
yeah.
268.
Yeah.
And he's DHing now, right?
What'd he do number-wise, like homers, runs batted in?
It was limited. 7 home runs in 99 games, drove in 41. Not anywhere near what he did the next year in Tampa, and not anywhere near what he's probably on pace for this season. He's, 25 RBI through 42 games, he's 23 through 42, so I don't know. What do you want to triple that? 70? He's probably on pace for about 70 RBI, which would be a career best. The other problem, though, is that, so let's just say you hung on
and
to
him. You sold him for money. I mean,
you wouldn't have brought Bell in, and you wouldn't have given Franmil Reyes the opportunity to be the DH the next year.
But
that's what you're talking
neither
about.
One of those moves have worked out.
Well, I mean, don't we? We all thought Franmil Reyes was going to be something, didn't you?
I did. He was. At one point, he was.
So if you're looking at it at that point, when we all thought that Franmil Reyes was going to be something, and now you're going to compare him to Ramirez, I can understand why the Guardians did what they did.
I
get it.
The point is this.
And also knowing what, you got John Kenzie Noel, who also was another one of those.
He was banging in Akron.
Right, so you're looking
at
your
future. And he's hitting like 190 now.
Now does it make sense why they wouldn't hang on to Ramirez?
No, because
I think it's really easy to sit here right now and say, well, they should have hung on to Ramirez. Knowing that they had other guys that were coming up.
Except for this. I pinpoint Ramirez. It's all of them. It's the group. It's the entire. It's like, okay, why are these guys better than the guys? That's the weird thing to me. There are so many guys who have gone on to be a little bit better offensive players since they left, and you didn't keep them here. And that's
how many of those guys were here as free agents too, and how many of them came up through our system?
Most of them came up through the system.
Okay, well, and you would think that they would want to hang on to our own.
Yeah, that's the thing. Urshela, Chang, Diaz, Lindor, all came up through the system, right?
Right.
Did Gomes? They got Gomes from somebody. I forget where they got. Oh, they got Jan from Toronto. Jan from Toronto. Ramirez did not come up through the system. Neither did Eddie Rosario. Owen Miller did. So they got him from St. Louis in a trade. But he was in the minors. And Jesus Aguilar came up through the system. And that was some time ago, but still he came up through the system. And Nolan Jones came up through the system. So I'd say a little bit more of guys that they tried to develop. The only thing is, Andy, as a group, there are some guys who used to be here who are doing pretty well. And I just, man, I hope it changes because pitching is the key to the baseball. We know that. But you still have to score some runs. I mean, if your pitcher shuts out the other team, you're not going to win the game unless you score some runs.
How much of this, though, could be a little bit of overreaction? We're not to June yet.
Well, it's not even overreacting. We're just talking about it. I mean, there are no... I'm not even drawing any conclusions here. The conclusion that I'm drawing is this. I wonder why. I don't know the answer. Meredith.
So we have some thoughts from people on Twitter about this. And as always, our Twitter reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry show. You can jewelry store.
And it's a show when you go there.
And you can tweet the show at CLE Talking Heads. I'm Rusty. I haven't done this in a while. So Ryan on Twitter says, to be fair, the Guardians have been patient with Gabriel Arias this season. He's starting to come around. Hopefully they do the same thing with Will Brennan.
Gabe is hitting 198.
Right. So then we also have Daniel on Twitter who says, this is an organization issue with the Guardians. The organization clearly abandoned launch angle in favor of small ball. Maybe they think if their young guys hit 30 home runs, they'll quickly price out. But this needs to change because they are boring to watch.
two interesting thoughts there, guys. Thank you. I don't know, Andy. I honestly, I'm a little perplexed by it. And I, you know, you look down and it was a week or two ago. I looked at Columbus and how the Clippers were stacking up with the rest of AAA baseball right. offensively.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of middle of the pack.
Yeah.
So they weren't down in the bottom. But I, again, I just wonder, okay, do we see any fruits of that? Dave's in Bay Village. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. You know, maybe this is just one of those things. Maybe, you know, maybe evaluating hitting just isn't their strongest suit. I mean, you know, all organizations have things they do well and some things they don't do well. I mean, I like to listen to a lot of the interviews with Antonetti, and anytime the Sprint office speaks, I love to read or hear what they say. And they are absolutely in love with Gabriel Arias right now.
Aren't they, though?
Just, I mean, they are convinced this guy is going to be something. And I'm no expert. I'm just a dumb fan. And right now, I don't see it.
Dave, I hope you're wrong. And I'm willing to give them time. And I know you are, too, because you're a fan. And Gabe Arias looks like a good young player. But right now, he's not getting it done. I wonder this. Again, it goes back to, okay, there's a reason you sent Oscar Gonzalez down and kept Arias and kept Brennan. Now, Will had a great game yesterday. Arias hasn't shown it. Gonzalez has done okay in AAA. But I just wonder, couldn't you have straightened him out up here with more playing time? I don't know. Bottom line, again, is just you're not getting the offense that you need.
Right. But overall, I heard the guy a few calls back said that, you know, maybe it's time for a front office change. I'm not so sure that I could endorse that. I mean, they've done far more things right than they have wrong, and I think that needs to account for something.
I agree with that completely. Dave, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I'm not to interrupt you, but guess what? Deshaun Watson talked to Mary Kay Cabot today about DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
Here's what he said. He told Mary Kay this. He said, me and D-Hop, we naturally talk. We've been talking since the Houston days. And whenever he was in Arizona, we kept on talking. That's what he told Mary Kay Cabot at the golf outing today. He's always been a brother of mine since I was coming out of high school. Our connection, our relationship has always been great. And I know there's a lot of things swirling around in the media about him possibly coming to Cleveland. For me, my answer to that is, of course we'd love to have him. Yeah. He knows that. We have a lot of connections, but it's kind of out of my range of things trying to coordinate things. All I can do is make a call and see what happens. Let AB do the rest. All right, I like it. She promised that.
I talk to AB all the time, or as I call him, ABAS.
That's true. That's cool. You're more than welcome to. I can think of much worse things you call me. But Deshaun Watson did talk about DeAndre
All
Hopkins.
Right. We'll get into this at about 1:20.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to talk to Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com. Sammy, coming up right here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.